It's Monday, August 28th, 2023.
Well, what you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sun up until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a great way to open up this here episode of the show. From Los Angeles, the band Cobra Man. They bill themselves as Power Disco. And that song, Take a Rest, I loved it the first time I heard it. And I went and listened to the rest of the record. It's from sort of I can't tell if it's an EP or a record. It's kind of too short for an album, too long for an EP, whatever. I just didn't really love anything else on it so much. But man, I really like that song. So I thought, man, I'm going to start the show with that because it's just so good. It's very, I mean, from the very first time I heard it, I was like, that is a keeper right there. So I hope you liked it too. Speaking of things that you're sure to like, how about Kate Bollinger? She is from Richmond, Virginia. I've never played her on the show before. She has an album. It's called Look at It in the Dark. We are going to hear a couple songs, which are both just delightfully good. First, Yards/Gardens, and then Lady in the Darkest Hour. That one, it takes a little bit to get going, but once it reaches pinnacle, I think it's just a super good song. So, and the album as a whole is kind of like that. It's a slow burn. You know, you like it the more you listen to it. Kate Bollinger right now on The Sounds of My Head with Yards/Gardens and Lady in the Darkest Hour. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Oh, Norwegian chapel or a Parisian library. And as I sing, I watch you diving into a swimming pool that shines like a screen. And I call out, isn't this living? And I call out, isn't this living? And you call back, it's living. And you call back, it's living. I see my family in an ugly cemetery. Two of them have been crying, two have shovels at the ready. And I'd be lying if I said I'd foreseen this. I'd prefer to burn my body in Varanasi. As I burn, I watch you driving into a swimming pool. Shines like a screen. And I call out, isn't this living? And I call out, isn't this living? And you call back, it's living. And you call back, it's living. I wanted kids getting into good schools, following, breaking all the new rules, scoring goals, leading roles, plimsolls, no holes in a car with nice curves, a wife with a perfect son. Just like the Mauritian badminton doubles champion, 1973. Then Christopher Wren would smile down on me. To ride a cathedral, I'll need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen. To ride a cathedral, I need a ballpoint pen.
Tell me some examples that you've seen of this new car-centric push that's been happening lately.
So the main problem in Europe currently is that cars are now a culture war.
Yeah, I've seen it too.
And the first example I'm going to bring up is Berlin. In Germany, they'd say they are the old sort of traditional conservative party, right-wing, not far-right, but traditional right, Christian right. They have embraced this culture war rhetoric in hopes of attracting the more radical voters, like from the AfD, which is the far-right, the German far-right, which is now the second strongest party in Germany, so hooray. Yeah, so anyway, so the CDU is actually now ratcheting up this reactionary rhetoric, but in hopes of drawing in more support from the right. But instead of gaining more voters, they're actually losing voters, because what they're doing is they are radicalizing the discourse in Germany towards the right. And then people who get radicalized, they of course go and vote for the actual far right and not for the conservatives, because, hey, you know, just got to vote for a real deal. And so in this environment where the right wing is getting also more far right, just like in the US, now cars and walkability and bikes have been caught up in the crossfire. So now for a far-right person, if you use a cargo bike, if you bike around the city, if you buy like, you know, vegetarian stuff or vegan stuff or like oat milk or something like that, you're part of the brainwashed global homo, George Soros degenerate, etc., etc. Mind virus, the woke virus got to you. Also, transportation is now part of this idiotic conspiracy train. So the CDU recently came to power in Berlin. So now they'll give the mayor for the city. And their transit commissioner is also from the CDU, which is once again the German Conservative Party.
Right.
So what happened there? They went full out on the culture war, you know, don't take our parking spaces. The transportation shift of Berlin from car to bike and public transportation, it's for like inner city cucks who like, you know, like to chug their soy, but the real people, the real working people, they'll drive their cars because they need, you know, like it's usual shit.
I'm sorry, you can't put on a fake American accent when we're talking about Berlin. You just, I'm not going to let you do that.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Good times for a change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So, for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
Day to find you shining away. I'll be coming for your lover. Can't take gone me. Take me off. I'll be gone in a day or two. So needless to say, I'm on set ends, but that's me, I'm stumbling away. Slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry and take on me.
when you were here before. Couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a fairy in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a winner. Why the hell am I doing that? As old I don't care if it hurts. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. Want a perfect soul. And I'll unscared and always. When I'm not around, you're so very special. Yeah, I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a winner. Why the hell am I doing that?
Let's get caught up. After Kate Bollinger back there, we heard Hamish Hawk from Edinburgh, Scotland, in the UK. We heard a couple songs. First, the Mauritian Badminton Doubles Champion, 1973. Say that 10 times fast. That comes off his second of the most recent album called Heavy Elevator. But yeah, I've been meaning to play Hamish for quite a while. Graham, long time, was one of the longest time listeners, a very long time listener of the show, was relentlessly flogging me to play Hamish Hawk. And he was right. He's good. I delay sometimes. It's a bad character flaw. But anyway, it was worth the wait, right? That was a really good song back there from Heavy Elevator, his album. And then I played a cover of The Smiths. It's Hamish doing his best Morrissey, which I think is pretty good. Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want, Live for Hidden Door. That was off his EP Covers, which has a Jesus and Mary Chain cover, others. It's pretty good as well. So I hope you like that stuff. Be with Graham. Check out Hamish Hawk. You won't be disappointed. Okay, then after the cover of The Smiths, we heard a cover of Aha. We heard the song Take On Me, But It's Raining. It was that's the name of the song, Take On Me, But It's Raining. It was a very fascinating new, we're entering a new world, in case you hadn't noticed this. This was an AI Paul McCartney doing a cover of Aha with Take On Me right there. And it was created by Alfie Beelzebub. It's on YouTube. I don't know much else about it, really. It's a lot of things on YouTube. It's just this sort of anonymous, you know, who knows what it is. Who is Alfie Beelzebub? Your guess is as good as mine. But I heard that one a while ago. I thought it was quite good, actually. I was like, you know, if this is the future, I'm okay with it. It's like, it's very strange. I'd love to know what Paul McCartney thinks, like, if he ever heard it. Anyway, and then after that, we heard AI One Future, another YouTuber who did an AI Frank Sinatra cover of Radiohead's Creep. That one with a pretty heavy assist from Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, creating all the music for it, other than the vocals. So, extremely well done. I mean, I've played a bit with these AI voice things, and it's, I don't know quite how they're making them sing in this way. It's very impressive, I think. They've done quite a good job with it, even if sometimes the pronunciation or enunciation is a little bit strange. Okay, up next on the show, departing from our AI future and going back to our present-day real band's reality, Bonnie Doone from Detroit, Michigan. Of course, I like this guy. I play him all the time. He has a newish record. It's called Let There Be Music. We're going to hear two songs from it. First, Naturally, and then You Can't Stay the Same featuring Waxahachie. So it's a pretty great release. If you like these two songs, if you like other stuff I've played by Bonnie Doone in the past, you will like this album because some of that stuff is actually on it. I played some of the songs that are on this before he released his singles. Anyway, without further ado, Bonnie Doone, Naturally, and You Can't Stay the Same. Where else but right here on The Sounds of My Head.
Let it happen now. Never had no chance, nowhere
let's get caught up one last time. After Bonnie Doon back there, we heard the Yeah Yeah Yeahs from New York City. They have a new record as well. It is called Cool It Down. We heard two songs from it, Wolf and Different Day, which are pretty good and very consistent with the sound of that record for the most part. Then we heard a track they released after the album called Spitting Off the Edge of the World, the Lush version. So that the album had the same song, but it was the Perfume Genius version. So it was a totally different version, very different vibe. I prefer the Lush version. So I had all that stuff rattling around. I hadn't put on the show. I decided today was the day. So here you go. That's why you heard all this Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, Aaron Joseph Russo from Melbourne, Australia has an album coming out, I think, in the future, but so far there's some singles from it that I like, and we're going to hear one right now. It is Nintendo 64. It's got this great sort of lo-fi, lush, dream pop thing going on. It's very nice. I think you'll enjoy it. I look forward to the full album that it's probably coming from. And in the meantime, enjoy this. Nintendo 64 by Aaron Joseph Russo, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you. does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Shotgun Shuffle by Casey and the Sunshine Band, Feel Good by Numbers by the Go Team, and Super Mario Bros. 1 Level Themes by the video game Pianist. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media or look for a playlist in Spotify for season 20. That's this season of the show. I put all the songs that are in Spotify into that playlist as the episodes are dropped, so you just can listen to that playlist and hear everything without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always love to hear from you. And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.